Right, if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say to him, don't be
so... So stubborn.
Okay. Would you ever say, don't be so obstinate?
Obstinate is another word, yes.
Ornery?
Well, ornery. Oh, I have heard that used, yes.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty... Like, if he loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, you'd say, better be, watch out for him, he's awfully...
I know there's a word, but I can't think of it. No.
Touchy?
Yes, that's one. Touchy.
Testy?
No, not testy, but touchy would be more like it for me.
Okay. You might say that, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
angry.
Okay. If he's about to lose his temper again, you say to him, just...
calm down.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, and you want to use a word that's even stronger than tired, you'd say, I'm just...
worn out.
Okay. okay, that's fine. If a person has been quite well for a long time, and you hear that suddenly she has some disease, you say, last night she had... got sick?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard she took sick?
No.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say he was...
coughing?
All right, but he got... all right, with the word cold.
Took cold.
Okay. So you've heard took cold, but not took sick.
No, that's right.
If it affected his voice, you might say he's...
he was hoarse.
I'd better go to sleep. I'm feeling a little...
tired.
And then at 6 o'clock I have to... in the morning I have to...
oh, I have to get up?
Mm-hmm. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're stone...
deaf.
Okay.
No.
If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he... let me put that a different way, it's awkward. You've been working hard, you take off your wet shirt and you say, look how I've...
I'd perspired, I would say.
Oh, you wouldn't even say sweated to begin with.
No, I wouldn't have said sweat in the beginning.
Okay. What do you call, if you have a boil on your skin and you drain it, what's the stuff that comes out?
A pus.
Okay, and what's the stuff that comes out of a blister?
Oh, well, it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid. Oh.
Do you ever call it water?
Yes.
If you got some kind of infection in your hands, so if your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand
is swelling. Oh, sorry.
Yesterday a bee stung me and my hand
is swollen.
Okay. And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through somebody's arm, you say he has a...
a wound.
Mm-hmm. What do you call... if a wound doesn't... heal exactly right. If it doesn't heal clean, sometimes a white substance will
form. Oh, festus?
Have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh?
No.
Proud flesh?
I have heard that, but it's not familiar to me, but I have heard it.
Okay.
I've read it or something like that.
Okay. Do you remember whether you heard it or read it by Negroes or by whites?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you got a little cut in your finger...
All right? Yes?
I have heard that.